A new report by the group Rethink Trade says big tech is trying to rig international trade agreements in order to block government regulations and laws on issues ranging from antitrust to privacy and civil rights protections. Lawmakers joined a news conference to publicize the issue. Senator Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
Giant corporations have this one great trick. If it looks like regulators just might rein you in, send out your corporate lobbyists to rig a trade deal.
She says now that the U.S. is, in her words, finally trying to rein in big tech lobbyists are trying to undermine new laws and regulations by using international trade deals. Lori Wallace is director of Rethink Trade. She says what she calls a digital trade sneak attack could undermine workers' rights, anti-monopoly policies, civil rights, and consumer protections, all under the guise of international preemption by trade agreement.
These issues aren't about trade. This is a fairly stealthy Trojan horse maneuver.
One past example of preemption would be the tobacco industry's lobbying during the 1960s, when some states moved bills to require strong warnings on cigarettes. The tobacco lobby got Congress to pass weaker warnings and a preemption that barred state rules on the issue. The Rethink Trade report shows that approach happening on a larger scale.
This agenda cannot be globalized to handcuff policymakers worldwide.
The advocates worry about preemptions in the Indo-Pacific economic framework that's currently being negotiated. Representative Jan Schwakowsky is a Democrat from Illinois and the author of a bill on digital privacy. She worries about a trade agreement that would bar countries from limiting cross-border sharing of data. Sounds abstract, but it's not.
This language is a threat to consumer security and data privacy. So with limits on data transfers, companies could get around privacy protections by transferring the data, the private data of consumers, to countries around the world.
Democratic Representative Mark Takano of California has a bill pending on forensic algorithms that are used in some criminal trials. He says that's also a subject of big tech trade lobbying.
I believe that the Due Process Clause of the Constitution cannot be compromised by the proprietary rights of a software company.
He says domestic laws and policy are at stake, and Congress needs to assert its role.
And progressives in particular need to get both up on renew or update their view on foreign policy and trade and how it connects to a domestic agenda.
The lawmakers say they'll keep pushing forward with their legislation and pushing for trade agreements that do not undermine their policies. Rethink Trade's Lori Wallach urges people to read the report and then be vigilant and get involved in what she calls the Dracula strategy.
We need to drag this information into the sunlight. This is something that can only succeed if it's done behind closed doors and nobody knows about it.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.